at the far end of town, where the grickle grass grows, and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows, and no birds ever sing, excepting old crows, is the street of the lifted Lorax. And deep in the grickle grass, some people say,
if you look deep enough, you can still see today where the Lorax once stood, just as long as it could, before somebody lifted the Lorax away.
What was the Lorax?
And why is it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere from the far end of town where the grickle grass grows?
Yeah, why?
The old Onceler still lives here. Ask him. He knows.
Oh, wow.
On special dank midnights in August, he peeks out of the shutters, and sometimes he speaks and tells how the Lorax was lifted away. He'll tell you, perhaps.
Yay!
If you're willing to pay.
Oh.
On the end of a rope, he lets down a tin pail, and you have to toss in 15 cents and a nail and the shell of a great, great, great grandfather snail.
I will call you by whisper-ma-phone.
For the secrets I tell are for your ears alone.
Whoa.
Down slups the whisper-ma-phone to your ear, and the old Onceler's whispers are not very clear, since they have to come down through a snurgly hose, and he sounds as if he had smallish bees up his nose.
Now I'll tell you,
he says, with his teeth sounding gray,
how the Lorax got lifted and taken away. It all started way back, such a long, long time back.
Way back in the days when the grass was still green and the pond was still wet and the clouds were still clean and the song of the swarmy swans rang out in space. One morning, I came to this glorious place, and I first saw the trees—the truffula trees, the bright-colored tufts of the truffula trees, mile after mile in the fresh morning breeze, and under the trees I saw brown barbaloots frisking about in their barbaloot suits as they played in the shade and ate truffula fruits. From the rippleless pond came the comfortable sound of the humming fish humming while splashing around. But those trees, those truffula trees, all my life I'd been searching for trees such as these. The touch of their tufts was much softer than silk, and they had the sweet smell of fresh butterfly milk. I felt a great leaping of joy in my heart. I knew just what I'd do. I unloaded my cart. In no time at all, I had built a small shop. Then I chopped down a truffula tree with one chop. Timber! And with great skillful skill, and with great speedy speed, I took the soft tuft. And I knitted a thneed. The instant I'd finished, I heard a gazump. I looked. I saw something pop out of the stump of the tree I'd chopped down. It was sort of a man. Describe him? That's hard. I don't know if I can. He was shortish and oldish and brownish and mossy. And he spoke with a voice that was sharpish and bossy.
Mister!
He said with a sawdusty sneeze.
I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees have no tongues. And I'm asking you, sir, at the top of my lungs.
He was very upset as he shouted and puffed.
What's that thing you've made out of my truffula tuft?
Looks, Lorax, I said, there's no cause for alarm. I chopped just one tree. I am doing no harm. I'm being quite useful. This thing is a thneed. A thneed's a fine something that all people need. It's a shirt. It's a sock. It's a glove. It's a hat. But it has other uses, yes, far beyond that. You can use it for carpets, for pillows, for sheets, or curtains, or covers for bicycle seats.
Sir, you are crazy with greed. There is no one on earth who would buy that fool thneed.
But the very next minute, I proved he was wrong. For just at that minute, a chap came along and he thought that the thneed I had knitted was great.
Ooh, I'll happily buy it for $3.98.
You poor stupid guy. You never can tell what some people will buy.
I repeat. I speak for the trees.
I tell you, I'm busy. Shut up, if you please. I rushed across the room, and in no time at all, built a radio phone. I put in a quick call. I called all my brothers and uncles and aunts, and I said, listen here, here's a wonderful chance for the whole Wutzler family to get mighty rich. Get over here fast. Take the road to North Niche, turn left at Weehawken, sharp right at South Stitch. And in no time at all, in the factory I built, the whole Wunsler family was working full tilt. We were all knitting needs and just as busy as bees to the sound of the chopping of truffula trees. Then, oh baby, oh how my business did grow. Now, chopping one tree at a time was too slow, so I quickly invented my Super Axe Hacker, which whacked off 4 truffula trees at one smacker.
I am the Lorax, who speaks for the trees, which you seem to be chopping as fast as you please. I am also in charge of these brown barbaloots who played in the shade in their barbaloot suits and happily lived eating truffula fruits. Now, thanks to your hacking my trees to the ground, there's not enough truffula fruit to go round. And my poor barbaloots are all getting the crummies because they have gas and no food in their tummies. They love living here, but I can't let them stay. They'll have to find food, and I hope that they may.
Bye. I truly felt sad as I watched them all go. Bye.
Bye.
Business is business, and business must grow, regardless of crummies in tummies, you know. Now I have my right, sir, and I'm telling you I intend to go on doing just what I do. And for your information, you Lorax, I'm figuring on biggering and biggering and biggering and biggering, turning more truffula trees into thneeds, which everyone, everyone, everyone needs. From outside in the fields came a sickening smack of an axe on a tree. Then we heard the tree fall. the very last truffula tree of them all. No more trees, no more needs, no more work to be done. So in no time, my uncles and aunts, everyone, all waved me goodbye.
Bye! Catch you later!
They jumped into my cars and drove away under the smoke-smuggered stars. Now, all that was left, neath the bad-smelling sky, was my big empty factory, the Lorax, and I. The Lorax said nothing, just gave me a glance, just gave me a very sad, sad, backward glance. As he lifted himself by the seat of his pants, and I'll never forget the grim look on his face when he heisted himself and took leave of this place through a hole in the smog without leaving a trace. And all that the Lorax left here in this mess was a small pile of rocks with one word, unless.
That was long, long ago. But each day since that day, I've sat here and worried away. Through the years, while my buildings have fallen apart, I've worried about it with all of my heart. But now, little children, now that you're here, the word of the Lorax seems perfectly clear. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. So, catch!
He let something fall.
It's a truffula seed. It's the last one of all.
You're in charge of the last of the truffula seeds, and truffula trees are what everyone needs. Grow a forest, protect it from axes that hack. Then the Lorax and all of his friends may come back.